Well, the ambitions were that we were to get an early promotion from League Two. Realistically, we thought that might be a challenge this season, although we wanted to talk things up, obviously. But when John was putting together a fairly new team, lots of new faces coming in, and we know that it takes a while for those players to settle in and work well as a unit. But I think as we've seen over the last few weeks, you know, we've only had two defeats now in 16 games, with sort of tweaking of personnel and getting systems sorted out so that we've got the flexibility to adapt to what the opposition are doing at various times. We've seen results and performances improve dramatically. And if you'd have said to us that at this stage of the season we'd be within striking distance of the playoffs, 5 points off, we'd have taken it. That's exactly where we wanted to be.
How, in your position as CEO, does that fit into the overall plan on the pitch? Is that easy to explain?
Well, not really. I mean, obviously, we regard the football team as an absolute conduit for financial success, because they are our marketing department. You know, people will take a great deal of interest in the club if it's doing well on the pitch. And, you know, I think we will see, if we can keep these results going, I think we'll see a steady increase in our attendances. I certainly hope that will be the case, although they've been strong for a League Two side, already averaging just over 7,000, which is the second highest in the division. And it's quite remarkable given the background that we've come from over the last 5 years. Obviously, we want to build that gate and those attendances, because that will help us gain further success.
Is it a sort of tricky situation where you have to try and get bodies through the turnstiles, therefore increasing the income to Plymouth Argyle, you, commercially as well, as a big revenue earner for the football club, when there are several other things that people could be attracted to part with their money?
Well, that's right. I mean, we know that that football probably isn't the cheapest form of entertainment for people, but it is the most popular spectator sport. And we do need to make sure that the results and the performance on the pitch are giving people value for money. And I think that over this run that we've had, we've been achieving that. You know, we've been getting the results, and the performances have been good, and it's been entertaining.
It's all related, isn't it? Success on the pitch breeds success in other areas.
Well, it does. I mean, yeah, over the last few weeks, we've seen a real buzz about the place. You know, success in the cup, getting to the third round of the cup, getting that draw at Port Vale when I thought that we were good enough to win up there, has created extra interest. And of course, just getting to the point in the top half of the league gives people a bit of excitement. We can be looking up rather than down, which is probably the first time for a few years that we've been able to do that.
What are the other areas that you see of great importance that come under your big umbrella?
Well, it's everything that you would associate with a football club. You know, since I've been in here, I've been here 6 months now. I've got involved with the community trust and with the academy. I sit on the academy technical board. I sit on the community trust board. I find that both those areas are of vital importance to us. The academy regularly produces players. We've seen Ben Parrington get into the first team now, and he's done exceptionally well. And that's very encouraging for everybody that works in the academy to see a lad like that coming into the first team. And we want more of the same. The community trust is doing a fantastic job throughout Devon and Cornwall with the work they do, providing football coaching and skills to after schools clubs and holiday courses and that type of thing, as well as the social inclusion work and that type of thing that they do. So I find that that's very interesting, and I think as a community-based club, it's really important to engage in those different areas and get people feeling they belong to Argyle.
And are you hoping in that particular area that the football club can see a benefit in years to come?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we as a club in League Two at the moment, and hopefully League One and the Championship, we're in competition, let's face it, with the Premier League clubs that are being televised all the time. We've got to get people to feel they belong to this football club and want to come here and watch live football. And to do that, we've got to engage with them in the community and make them feel that the club is really important to them.
How do you gauge success in your role?
Success for me is going to be making progress on the football side. So it's important that we are competing at the upper end of the division, whichever one we're in, with a hope for promotion. It's to make progress in one or more of the cup competitions. and it's to establish financial viability so that we can actually run this football club within the resources that we are generating for ourselves.
Do you feel that with your previous time at Yeovil Town, for example, when you've come to Plymouth Argyle and you see fan involvement in many areas, particularly on match days, is that something unique, do you think, in terms of league football?
It's certainly unique in my experience. I mean, what I've found here is absolutely fantastic. I mean, I've tried to engage with all or most of the supporters' groups. I go into the Fans Fest most home matches. That is a remarkable thing on a match day. It's very, very entertaining. And I certainly haven't seen that at any other football club. And I found that the fans generally have been very friendly, very welcoming. The ones that, I've travelled to Lincoln and Mansfield with the London supporters group on the train, and that was immensely enjoyable. And I just find the atmosphere around the club now, from a fan's perspective, is terrific.
You're on a hiding to nothing, though, that if you make those journeys with the fans, or you go to one of the fans' forums when the football hasn't produced results, say, for 3 or 4 weeks. We had that run mid-season, didn't we? Seven games without a win. You should be thick-skinned and prepare a backlash. Has that happened?
Not really. It will happen, I'm sure. It just goes with the territory, and I accept that as part of the job. You know, you don't do this job as a chief exec and avoid criticism. There are always going to be issues that people don't agree with, and you've got to just deal with it.
Finally, apart from match day, when you want bodies through the turnstiles to cheer on the team, what other areas do you feel are important for supporters to engage with the football club?
Well, we want to be able to put on a lot more events and activities at the club. And it's difficult at the moment because of the situation we're in with the grandstand. When the current Mayflower stand comes down, the new one goes up, we're looking for this to be a 7-day-a-week business.
And you know I'm going to ask you when that's going to be.
Well, I knew you'd ask me that, Gordon, and I can't give you an accurate answer. I mean, there's a lot of work going on in the background with architects and the contractors to try and move things forward. But there's some technical issues that they're working through. And, we can't wait to get going. We want the stadium ready as soon as possible, obviously, so that we can improve the facilities and engage with the supporters to a much greater extent, and indeed the wider community. People that don't necessarily support Argyle from the football point of view can support us from a business point of view by the activities and the facilities that we provide for them.
7 days a week?
7 days a week, that's the aim.
And that, when the aim is fulfilled, that's again generating revenue, which is so important for a club like Plymouth Argyle.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I use the example of Walsall. Walsall have got a relatively small stadium, but they've got a very good conferencing and banqueting facility. The Football League use it quite a lot for meetings. And they generate a huge amount of additional income through the club, which enables them, on relatively small gates, to stay competitive in League One. With the attendances we get, we've got to have ambitions to get back into the Championship. And the more we can generate in terms of revenue off the field as well as through the gate, the better a chance we'll have of achieving that.